The next patient is Marie Ulisi. The last name is U, L like in Lima, Y like in Yankee, S like in Sierra, S like in Sierra, E like in Echo. First name, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. This is the clinical case of an 82-year-old female that is originally from Haiti. That is following this practice because of the presence of uncontrolled hypertension, period. When we interviewed the patient wasn't taking the medications as prescribed, and we encouraged the patient to take the medications in order to get the blood pressure under control. Period. Since then, the patient has been taking atenolol with clortalidone 100-25 twice a day, which is a very high dose. Carbedilol, 12.5 milligrams twice a day. Clonidine, 0.1 milligram twice a day. Metoprolol, 100 milligrams once a day. Period. It is clear that this patient is taking three different beta blockers. But an interviewing the patient is so difficult to communicate with her, and we don't know in all reality what is the medication that she takes. However, the patient has been feeling much better. The blood pressure today is 126 over 61. She has lost 5 pounds. She's down to 155 pounds, and she claims that she continues to do well, period. The renin aldosterone ratio is elevated at 44. The meaning of that is unknown. We are going to order a adrenal CT scan without contrast in order to clarify whether or not there is a pathology that should be taken care of in the adrenals, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus. This patient continues to be with a hemoglobin A1C of 11.2. It was 12.3. We found out that the patient takes the Lantus only, and she doesn't take it regularly. In other words, she's supposed to take 20 units in the morning and 15 in the evening, but she skips doses, which makes the control of the blood sugar extremely difficult. I told the daughter that she's supposed to get 20 units every 12 hours without fail and see if we get a better blood sugar control. Unfortunately, we cannot get a continuous glucose monitoring. And it has been very difficult to manage the blood sugar. I don't know whether or not she takes the metformin and the Trulicity or any of the Novolog that has been prescribed. Following number, the patient has proteinuria. The albumin creatinine ratio is 226. We have to follow this proteinuria. I am insisting in the patient to bring the list of the medications that she takes in order to be more efficient in the treatment of this patient. She might be a candidate for SGLT2 inhibitors or finerenone, but it's difficult to order when the compliance is so poor. Following number, the patient has a creatinine that is 0.74, a BUN of 11, and the patient has significant hyperfiltration that gives an estimated EFR of 81. TSH is with a normal range. At this point, we are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes trying to communicate with the patient and find out the history and the review systems, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.